Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back to the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. It's not a fun story, just like yesterday, except for like a little bit worse, because one more loss and one more injury. Same injury, but it's worse than we thought. Anyway, we'll get to that in a few minutes. Grant McCauley is going to join us as well. We'll talk some Braves with Grant. Maybe Grant has a sliver of positivity. I really don't know. We'll find out. And then we'll get to an AMA at 140.
Joe, what about last night, the games in the NBA? When Steph Curry dropping 50 in Memphis, and then Ja doing Ja stuff.
What do we think Ja was doing?
You go get him. Go get him, Chef.
We're going to give him the benefit of the doubt?
No. Go get him, Chef.
Because it seems like Ja might have just cost himself some more money last night.
Just sit your ass down.
You just got to grow up.
You just got to grow up. You know? I understand people are, ain't a big deal.
It isn't.
It isn't a big deal.
It isn't a big deal.
It's a big deal because he's doing it.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And then Joker.
And the thing that people like, okay, it's not a big deal. Come on. Let's all, you grow up too. Like, you understand the context that it's in with that guy, right?
Yes.
Like, you're right. A guy doing that is not the end of the world, but you know what I mean?
Yes.
He also played really well.
He was great.
When Ja's played the last month and a half.
They've been good.
Ja's been balling. Well, they haven't, but Ja's been good.
Well, he's good.
They still lose every game, but Ja's been balling.
And then, damn, 60-point triple-double. I remember a month ago we were talking about that, and I was like, yeah, Shea Gill just got sold up. And then it was Joker had, what do you have, a 20-20-20 or something
like that? 30-20-20.
30-20-20,
which no one had ever
done. And then you're like, I don't know. I think Shea's going to get it.
I think he will.
But damn, Joker is cold-blooded.
Yeah, and I don't want to take anything away from Shea because Shea's having an incredible season.
Yes.
He's the best player on the best team.
Yes.
He does it on both sides of the floor. Like, he's an incredible basketball player. But, like, what Joker's doing is maybe one of the five best seasons in NBA
ever
history. But he's done it before. Not to this level.
Yes.
But he's done it before, so everyone's a little bit numb to it. You know what the other thing is that I saw the other day that blew my mind about him? Dyson Daniels is going to lead the NBA in steals. You know who's second?
Joker's second?
Joker.
Really?
He's second.
Did not
in
know
total
that.
Steals, because it was SGA. Now, he doesn't, I guess it's not as many per game. I don't know what it is, but he's even doing it in terms of deflections and getting his hands on the ball on that side of the floor. He's not a great defender.
No.
Everybody understands that. Shea is a much better defender, certainly on the perimeter and locking guys up. But he impacts the game. Like, he still has a way of making it hard. He's just so smart, man. Like, he's such a smart player. 60, 10, and 10. In a loss?
Yes, because old Ant-Man.
And old Russ.
Yeah, I mean, but the thing with it is, okay, so what they're doing, they're trapping Ant-Man, trying to get the ball out of his hands, which you should do because Ant went crazy. And you get the turnover you need. And Russ is like Russ always is, 1,000 damn miles an hour.
Yep.
1,000 miles an hour. And misses a damn point-blank layup.
Smokes the layup. Would have won him the game.
No, they were already winning.
They were already winning, but they would have put the game away.
Yeah, but all he had to do was stop.
All he had to do was get fouled.
And pull back.
Yep.
And then he commences it's a disarray on defense. He comes back and then fouls a dude shooting a three-pointer. Mm-hmm. Like, Russ had a Westbrook.
He did.
He had a way.
You take the good with the bad.
Yeah, man, Russ had a Westbrook moment yesterday.
Yeah, no,
what a great game.
They're such a weird basketball team.
Do you know that Minnesota's beaten them six straight times?
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, and you obviously got them in the playoffs last year, too. There's so many teams in the West that you don't want to see. Right. You just don't want to see them in the playoffs. Like, and I don't know, Denver's one of them. I have no idea what to expect from Denver. Like, they get the benefit of the doubt because of what they've done for the last handful of years, and they got the championship. But, like, if Denver found a way to lose in the first round, would that shock you?
No.
It wouldn't shock me either.
But it
like, they're just so weird and inconsistent. And again, if anybody has any sort of answer for Jokic at all, which nobody does, they're going to just lose.
Yeah.
They got nothing else. I mean, those other guys are good players, but they're the most top-heavy good team in the NBA, I think.
It's him. And I think, you know, when you look at in the playoffs, Jamal Murray usually goes crazy in the playoffs.
Jamal Murray kind of takes it to a different level.
He didn't play last night. But, I mean, I like this OKC team. I got to see it.
Exactly. That's what it is.
Because I do believe that in the playoffs, teams are going to be running all kind of blitzes at Shea getting the ball out of his hands. And I don't know if some other dudes can do it.
All those other guys that provide probably the best depth in the NBA in the regular season are now going to have to go on the road in hostile environments in playoff games in the fourth quarter and have Shea get the ball taken out of his hands and hit big shots.
Yep.
None of them have ever done it before.
And I don't know. I got
to
see it.
Yeah, me too. I think they're really good, and it wouldn't surprise me if they make a run to the NBA Finals this year. But until they do, there's always that, like, we'll see. I don't think anybody buys Houston. Houston's a two seed right now. Mm-mm. Nobody would be surprised if Houston loses the first round of the playoffs. Mm-mm. And then you got Golden State at 18-2 when Jimmy Butler plays.
Unbelievable.
They're 18-2 when he plays.
Yes.
Nobody wants to see those guys.
Yeah. With those guys in playoffs, too, when you look at Steph and Dre and Jimmy, and we're just talking about when they get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Watch out.
And then the Clippers are lurking. My Clippers are right there lurking.
Here we go.
Don't let the Clippers get the 7 seed and play the Rockets in the first round. They will beat them. They will be in the second round of the playoffs.
Well, I mean, will Kawhi play?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he'd have to.
Yeah, yeah.
If Kawhi plays, none of what I said matters or it holds up.
All right.
If Kawhi doesn't play, everyone has to forget that I was on the Clippers bandwagon for the last 2 months.
All right. That's what I'm saying. If Kawhi plays.
And if they lose and Kawhi does play, everyone can forget it too.
All right.
I don't want to be held accountable for any of this. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Can I get away with that?
You sure can.
Okay, good.
Why can't you? I'm assuming. Why can't
and then there's the Eastern Conference where everybody wants to play you. Like, the Cavs and the Celtics aren't scared of anybody.
No.
Like, you know, I know the Magic gave the Cavs a run last year. They're a different team. I don't know. The Knicks, maybe.
Jalen Brunson gets back.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Jalen Brunson gets back. I mean, it's two teams.
It's just fast forward to the East Finals, man.
It's two teams.
Just fast forward and let those guys go at it.
It's two teams.
All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
Bow!
May fires home. Oh. De La Cruz right back at him. Bobbled by Betts. Oh, and it gets away. Ozuna's going to score. And Atlanta grabs a lead in a very strange way here in the second inning.
It was. And they had a lead for a few innings, which is new for the last couple days. And then
what was the lead?
1-0. It was 1-0. They haven't had more. I don't know if they had more than a 1-run lead at any point this season. Maybe they have. But they only scored 1 run because their offense is just absolutely dreadful right now. Chris Sale pitched well, but Ohtani got him. In a pitcher's count, and then Mookie Betts is one of the best players in baseball, and he missed.
Yep.
He missed a pitch to a great player, and he parked it over the fence, and that was it.
Now, other teams are missing us too, right?
Let's say no.
Okay.
Let's say every pitch, all of the 152 pitches that the Dodgers threw last night were perfectly placed.
Okay.
Only 96 of them were strikes, but sometimes guys throw balls on purpose, you know, bury it 0-2, whatever, just to make you swing and chase.
Right.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. The Braves have come up against the single greatest 6-game stretch of pitching in baseball history.
Okay. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
All right, so I'm going to go back to something we spoke about in the earlier show and something LeBron Snicker said, and it's true. It does happen in sports when you are not doing well. and you try to and you add on to it is by pressing and by, you know, trying to be that one guy, trying for this one swing, trying for this one whatever to be the one that gets us going. And a lot of times when you get in that mode, you mess up even more. And so could that be it? I take it at his word for it.
No, I mean, I think that's a true thing that happens, right? I mean, I still, what we press him so hard for it's the first week.
I don't know. I love, and
it's not October.
And this is nothing. I don't want to argue against the take that a lot of people keep sending me. I don't believe they're playing back because Wash ain't here.
Oh, I don't think that either.
No. I just don't believe that. No, do I wish Wash was here? Yes, because I love him.
Me too.
But and they love him. But I don't think that they're playing this bad because he's not here.
No, I mean, look, they made the playoffs last year. I know last year wasn't great either, but the reason they won so few games last year is because everybody got hurt.
Yes.
Like, Wash didn't have anything to do with that. I mean, I guess there might be a couple moments in games where Matt Tuiasosopo isn't sending a runner that Wash would have or whatever. But, like,
but Wash couldn't send – Wash can't manufacture runs. Like
no, he can't.
There's nobody there
send guys that don't get on base.
Yeah, there's nobody to send.
And if you're telling me – and we've done this a few times with – not just Wash, but just with other things. This reminds me of the Solomon Hill thing. This reminds me of there's like a variety of things like this that have happened. If you're telling me that these guys can't play to their talent level as professionals because the third base coach is gone, then fire all of them.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of every single one
of
them.
Get rid of them.
You got to get rid of them.
You got to go.
Yeah, you got to
go. If you can't produce or you can't do your job –
But at the same time, it's like one of those things when we try to figure out why the hell can't the Falcons stop being the Falcons? Well, it must be a curse, like because we haven't come up with a better solution. I don't have a better answer for why these guys that are good hitters aren't hitting.
No.
You know?
So
I don't have a better answer.
But, so but you're going to go with the Wash?
No, I don't think that's what it is. I don't think that's what it is either.
You got to go with the Wash?
But I mean, Austin Riley's batting .091.
Just one of them freak things.
It is maybe just one of them freak
things. Maybe it is. I don't know. Again, I mean, we'll talk to Grant in a sec. And maybe
he doesn't know either.
He has some insight or something, man. But I was going to go with the old pressing.
Pressing makes sense.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the old pressing. Andy, it's one of those things where you got to take on the responsibility of getting it started.
Yeah, somebody.
I'm the party starter.
Do it.
I'm the Huckleberry.
Be the Braves Huckleberry.
Yeah.
For Val Kilmer. Do it for Val.
Yeah.
Michael Harris is a great player. Start the game off tonight, you know?
Yeah,
he's had some non-competitive at-bats.
Yes, he has.
So far this season.
I hate to say that.
So is Austin Riley. Austin Riley, 3 strikeouts last night. I mean,
not even close though.
A couple of them real bad.
Yeah, that's the thing about it is, I mean, baseball, you strike out.
I was so excited when Ozzie came up with 2 runners on and he was batting right-handed. I was like, oh, good, right-handed Ozzie with the runners in scoring position.
Love it.
He's like one of the best hitters in baseball. Rolled over on a grounder to the third baseman. It's like God.
It's like
God, dog it. What do we got to do?
Get one,
Jobu. You gotta get Jobu in there.
Yeah, I'm talking about. Hey, light it up, man. Hey, Bo. Y'all got rum? Go, hey, Bo, take it upon yourself when you get down to the Truist Club. Take a bottle and go put it in the locker. Something.
All right.
Something.
We did have, let me give a shout out here because one of our guys was at the game. Tim. Tim went over to the battery yesterday and burnt some sage.
There you go.
That's a little ass piece of sage. I don't know if that's enough. Look at that.
Sage is expensive these days. What the hell is that supposed to do?
Yeah, sage must be costly. You can't just be burning money. But that's not enough sage, I don't think, to fix what these guys have going on right now. We'll see if Grant can fix it. Grant McCauley is going to tell us everything that's going wrong and how to fix it coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, yeah. I like this song for Grant and all of us right now. Because it's so true. Don't worry about a ting.
It's a good idea, right?
Yeah.
It's a good philosophy. Good concept. Yeah, it's a good concept. I don't know that there's a lot of Braves fans out there that are unworried and unbothered. I think they're a little worried. But everything still might be all right. Like, you know what I mean? It's pretty early. We'll get to an AMA coming up in 20 minutes. Any question, any topic, phone lines are 404-726-0929. That's also the text line if you want to send us a text as well. But we'll get to the AMA. We'll answer as many questions as we possibly can coming up in 20 minutes. Before we do that, let's talk to Grant McCauley. Grant McCauley joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Grant, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I didn't know if I was going to have to be like the ultimate heel and ask for my music to be played because I don't know if the good vibes of the tunes are necessarily going to change what we've been watching this first week of the season.
We're trying. We're trying to. We know what everybody's going through.
You know what? You got to try, right?
So let me just throw this at you while asking you to try. Is there anything good? Like, is there anything good that you can say about the first six games?
Not much, to be honest with you. There's just not. And I think that it's kind of gotten to that point where, you know, you try to go day to day, and the Braves are pretty good at doing this, and we've talked about that a lot. I think it's one of the strengths of this club is that they are able to rebound and not hit the lowest of lows and stay there. They also don't get on a run and, you know, all of a sudden just become complacent. But, you know, this I think is – there's a lot of different things, and I'm sure we'll try to unpack as many as we possibly can here, but – this is a club that left Florida going on, what, a couple of weeks ago, 10, 12 days ago, whatever it is. They've been out west. Maybe they wanted to go out there and thought it was a good idea to start the season, but it would appear, based on what's happened in San Diego, what's happened in Los Angeles, what has happened off the field with Jurickson Profar, on the field with Reynaldo Lopez, you've just pretty much just checked the boxes of all the stuff that you don't want to start a season.
Grant, when you get a situation where when you get a player who tests positive for the PEDs is suspended, how far in advance do the clubs usually know this? I know the NFL, you usually kind of know maybe a week or so before the news actually comes down. How long do they know in baseball when they know they're going to get suspended?
I don't know that there's a hard and fast rule, but from what I understand about this, and this is convoluted, and you know I could be wrong about this, but they don't have some kind of advance notice. So this is not necessarily something that, you know, say this test happened at some point during the off season, you know, whatever the cycle, no pun intended, is for doing all these tests. You know, did Jurickson Profar know this before he signed his contract? I don't know that. Did it happen as soon as guys showed up for spring training? Possibly. And then he would know, but the club doesn't necessarily, I think, get informed immediately because he has the right through the Players Association to appeal. But once that is heard and once that is, I guess, in process or has been processed, then the club is going to find out. So I think that, you know, we can look back on it now knowing that, hey, they signed Alex Verdugo at the end of spring training. Hey, they got that Stuart Fairchild guy from the Reds. They didn't announce a corresponding move on the 26th man, but did the 40 man move that they had to. And then the hammer fell on the Jurickson Profar thing. So they certainly knew, but how far along, I don't really know that there is necessarily a timeline that is hard and fast for every single time this kind of thing happens. But they don't, I think, have weeks and weeks or months of knowledge about this.
Taking the Profar suspension off the list, because I think that's the, so far this season, that's the thing that's the worst because it's just so unexpected. It's not an actual on-field thing. It's, you know, it's half the season and the playoffs. It's very, very bad. So take that one off there. What's the most shocking thing or surprising thing to you about the first week?
Well, the offense in general has been shocking, baffling, just, you know, everything that you thought that they were going to be able to address and course correct and at least start to find a little bit of consistency. I mean, every once in a while, you'll run into a good pitcher. I mean, nobody's expecting them to score five or six runs a night. I mean, if you look at Major League Baseball last year, I mean, I've had people kind of saying, well, I'm not going to feel good about this team unless they're scoring five runs a night. Three teams in baseball did that last year. Like, that's the exception. It's not the rule. Now, based on what we saw in 2023, we know it's possible, but it just hasn't been happening. So I would say that's probably the most surprising in a bad way thing about this Braves season. The Profar thing to me, it kind of comes down to, you know, if you saw Tommy Boy and everything's going wrong and, you know, Chris Farley, I think it is just could have done without that. That is where I would categorize the Jurickson Profar thing. You know, I can deal with everything else that's going on, you know, bad performance or whatever it is. We'll get over that, but could have done without that. Yeah.
What about the pitching set part about it, Greg? You see Lopez, he's going to have a procedure done to his arm. Don't know how long he's going to be out. But, I mean, is it just what you got right now that's up here? I mean, Bryce Elder's getting a replacement start today. Is it just one of these things where you – and I know he only pitches one time, maybe once a week, but is it like just hang on until Spencer gets back?
Yeah, in a lot of ways it is, but I think at that point you're going to continue to reassess your options, and this could open the door for, you know, other moves could be made at some point this season. Though, like, you're sitting here in the first week of April, and you know, you're not so much looking at Alex Anthopoulos and saying do something right now. I think people are now looking back and saying, why didn't you bring back Charlie Morton? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? And that's hindsight, and that just goes. I mean, you don't plan for, you know, and you can't plan for, I don't believe, every single pitcher or player to have an injury replacement who approaches the level of which you lost that player. But when you do lose Max Fried and you do lose Charlie Morton, on top of that, you can't afford to lose Ronaldo Lopez. I mean, they were counting on him, quite obviously, and that kind of thing has gone sideways. So, yes, you need to get Spencer Strider back. You need Chris Sale and Spencer Schwellenbach to be who you hope that they are and can be. And then I think you start to assess some options beyond that. Is that Hurston Waldrop? A.J. Smith-Shawver obviously is going to have quite a runway here. They traded Ian Anderson to give him the opportunity first. But, you know, that's another guy that you can't call on now because you had to make a decision about him, and the decision was to trade him away. I don't know that he's going to necessarily make you look back in hindsight and regret that, but it's just one less option you have in-house that had major league experience.
Grant McCauley joining us here on the Midday Show, talking about the very tough start to the Braves season, our 92.9 The Game Braves insider. I realize there's so much bigger, like worse stuff going on that folks are focused on, but I've been a little bit surprised, maybe I shouldn't have been, just about how shortstop has been playing out. Is that going to be a platoon? Like, is it just going to be kind of split the way that it is as it has been?
It certainly seems like it will, and I think the reason that you could see that, and I don't know if this is a case of six in one hand, half a dozen in the other, but, and I don't mean this at any expense to Nick Allen, but he's a pretty good defensive player. Mm-hmm. You're not expecting a lot out of him offensively, and I think he could kind of say the same thing about Orlando Arcia. You wanted him to play solid defense, and then offensively, you probably didn't expect a lot out of him based on last year's results. So I don't think he did anything to take that position and run away and hide with it. So that has opened the door for the opportunity that I think Nick Allen is getting right now. And this could be a case of, yes, a platoon, riding the hot hand, whatever you want to call it, because these are two right-handed hitters who are in a timeshare at the moment. And I think a little bit of opportunity there, you know, you can explore it because you're basically looking at somebody to hit at the bottom of the order and play a capable shortstop. And that kind of comes down to, you know, I know a lot of people wanted to see an upgrade there as well over the winter, but that didn't happen either.
Grant, do you, and I know Schnitt talked about it yesterday, do you see the pressing aspect of what he was talking about as far as the guys at the plate?
Sure. I think that has to be in there. I think that was a big part of the equation last year. Mm-hmm. I think injury, I think some inconsistency, some bad habits, some mental fatigue, if you will, especially as the season wore on. You know, you've got a team here that, you know, again, you are what the numbers say you are to a certain extent, but talent-wise, like, for example, I pulled the six worst starts by the Atlanta Braves in franchise history in terms of winless starts for this club. I think 2016 wasn't that long ago. Right. We can all remember how that thing started out. The others start to, you know, fade back. You get into the 80s, there's a couple there. Then you get into 1940 and 1919, and none of us were around to deal with those. But I looked at the batting averages of all those different clubs, and of course, they're different eras. Nobody's done it quite as poorly as the 2025 Braves have. And I don't know what that says other than it has to get better in a lot of ways. But you've essentially got two guys that are getting on base at an acceptable clip, and everybody else is, to use the phrase, going through it right now. Then you throw the Profar thing in, and you're still waiting on Ronald Acuna Jr. This offense is just kind of in a bad place. And I think mentally, as much as anything, they're going to have to find some separation to that. They're going to have to maybe kind of keep things a little bit smaller at the moment. And I don't mean just play small ball and bunt all the time. I mean just try to focus as much as you can on the moment, staying in the moment. That was something that seemed like, to me, the talk in spring training was how beneficial that could be, not letting things snowball on you when you're thinking about everybody wants to be the guy to turn things around. You're just not going to be able to do that in every at-bat, so you can't take that to the plate with you.
What is your reaction to the general reaction to torpedo bats?
I don't really know if I have a big reaction about it. I mean, like, I saw them and I was like, oh, well, that's different. And then I did a little bit of research on them. I'm like, oh, well, maybe it's not too different or too out of the norm. So they are what they are. I don't think that one bat, no matter how it is designed or engineered, is going to make every single player better just by proxy of picking up that bat. Yeah, to me, I mean, I looked at it and thought, okay, well, you're talking about Anthony Volpe of the Yankees. That was where we saw it in that big Yankees 9-home run game. And all of this bat came about because Anthony Volpe just, he kept hitting the bat on down towards the handle. He kept getting jammed. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, so instead of changing his stance, changing where his feet are, or altering his swing to make adjustments, we're just going to redesign the bat. Mm-hmm. All right, well, what happens when he starts just getting pitched further away and further away and further away? It's not going to improve plate discipline. It's not going to change somebody inherently. It's just, you know, a good craftsman never blames his tools. I think you also can't necessarily give nothing but credit to what you're swinging. It's going to be about the individual. So I don't know if that answered the question or not, but I think there's been much ado about possibly nothing here.
Yeah.
But if there's a competitive advantage to be had, obviously, if it's legal or not, as we saw this week, players are going to at least consider it.
It was a good, nice answer and a long way of you saying, I think people are overreacting to it.
Yeah.
I think it's a little, I think it's a little dumb.
What I could have said was, who cares?
Yeah, who cares? It's dumb, I think, is probably the real answer. But you gave a good diplomatic answer, and we appreciate that. Grant, thank you.
Appreciate you, G-Mac.
All right, guys.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider. No more fun job in sports right now than being an Atlanta Braves insider.
That's all they're going to be saying. That's what we need to be saying. Where them fans at?
You know what it reminded me of? Did you guys have woodshop class in high school?
Yeah.
You guys had that?
Yeah.
People would make baseball bats a lot, and they always looked terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody knew how to do it.
Right.
The torpedo bat looks like a woodshop.
Like
it looks like a bad
thing.
Woodshop class baseball bat. That's what it looks like.
Where them fans at?
Friday, they'll be at the Battery.
That's right.
They sell a lot of alcohol at the Battery.
We need y'all. Where them fans at?
I saw a thing that said the Braves fans are the second drunkest in baseball.
Hell yeah.
They need to check today. I bet they're the drunkest right now. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Be anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Final hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. The AMA brought to you by Right From The Heart, RightFromTheHeart.org. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on hold, 404-726-0929. That is also the text line if you want to text us a question. And we're going to start with the text line. No more neglecting the text line here on the midday show.
All right, gentlemen. Buckle up.
All right.
Do you feel like Alex, the Braves GM,
Anthopoulos,
wants to make some moves, but he can't because the owners have his hands tied?
Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
I would think that, given like a little bit more of a budget, they probably would have kept Freddie Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
They
probably kept.
Probably would have kept Dansby. I don't know. That's a lot for Dansby. I'm not sure. Maybe. Probably would have kept Max Fried.
Yes.
Yeah. I think.
They probably would have brought somebody else in.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably would have upgraded it shortstop.
Yeah, probably brought somebody
else in. Yeah, so I think, yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think that's any secret, though. There's a bit of a budget that they're working on.
There we go. Hard hitting there, Corey. Good job.
Good work, Corey.
Good job.
All right. Roger's in Atlanta. Hey, Roger. Roger.
Hello.
Hey, Roger. How are you?
Oh, no, it's Walter. It is a Roger.
Oh, God. Yeah, Roger. Forget Roger.
Yeah.
What's up, Walt?
Right. Forget Roger. Anyway, I just got my lunch in the car again. This time, I got it with the app. I got some points on my app. So, yeah, I'm loving it. But anywho, good. My question to you guys. Randy, do you play golf?
If I'm invited, but I don't go out my way to play, no.
Okay. What was your aha moment, I guess, was to both of you guys, what was the aha moment on the golf course? Was it did somebody fix your swing? Was it a technique? What was the aha moment on the golf course? Me and my man Jarvis Davis was just on the golf course just now.
Okay.
And, we challenge you guys if ever y'all want to get that work or whatnot.
Jarvis.
But,
Jarvis,
you know, we had an aha moment. We kept hooking
him. I don't even play. I could be Jarvis.
Jarvis is better than that.
I don't even play it. I'd be Jarvis.
And I love my brother Jarvis. He knows better than that.
Yeah, I mean, I could be Jarvis.
He knows what would happen if they actually wanted to do that.
Yeah, but I only play if I'm invited, and I only play odd or even holes, depending on how I feel that day.
But now, if they challenge me,
I got to play all of them.
You got to play all of them.
Yeah, but I mean, I have so many. I have the funniest golf moments because I don't take it serious. First time I ever swung golf club in my life on a golf club, I broke somebody's driver.
Oh, no.
First time ever.
Was it a nice one?
I don't know.
But like.
Yeah, he didn't get mad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I've hit, I was playing with Bob. We were over at Stone Mountain, Andy, on the par three over there. And I hit the ball, and it hit the damn post on a par three and just like fell outside the hole.
Like the flag stand?
Yeah, hit the flag.
Oh, nice.
Hit the flag. Bam. Nice. And then I hit a shot. We were playing over here in Conyers. I was playing with Corey and Daryl and them. And I just whacked it. It was right there, right above the green. Whacked it, hit the pole, and went down. So I hit crazy shots every time.
You hold out from how far?
It was right outside the green.
Okay.
It was right outside the green. And I just swung like this. Hit the damn pole, hit the stick, went in.
Nothing has made me enjoy golf more than realizing how much better than me guys are that can't even make the secondary pro league. Like playing with those guys during COVID up in Dawsonville that are great golfers. My buddy Blake played on the Corn Ferry Tour, but you know, he didn't like win a lot or anything like that. He's the best golfer I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
He would beat me by whatever he wanted to every single time we played. And he's the best guy I've ever seen. And, you know, the difference between him and the best guys is huge. So it was like, all right, why would you ever let this game that's so difficult, even for the best people, get you? Like, just don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
Like, taking it, I still take it serious. Like, you know, I try to play well and all that kind of stuff. But, like, kind of treating it with the right mentality or treating it a little bit less, like less life and death, has been so helpful.
Yes,
I've enjoyed it so much more. And it's made me better, too.
I believe.
Like, it's actually really helped. I think I'm playing this weekend.
I believe.
I think I'm doing a lot of stuff this weekend.
There we go.
Maybe we'll see. Probably not. Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, yesterday I was calling my dad, and actually my mom answered the phone.
Right.
And I was like, wow. But I just started talking to her as normal. But I know you guys as parents or whatever, but in y'all's relationship, at what point would it be okay when your spouse starts answering the phone for you, your phone?
Oh.
Oh, I don't.
Hi, Adam. Thanks, Adam.
What did he say?
I don't. If my phone rings, my wife probably answers it sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure, like, if it's there.
Well, especially when there used to be, like, landlines, you know.
Yeah, but no, she'll, like, if I'm over somewhere and my phone's, like, right beside her, she'll say, so-and-so's on the phone.
Yeah.
And I'll say, answer it.
Go ahead and answer it.
Yeah, go ahead and answer it.
Yeah. Or, like, if I'm driving, I'll be like, hey, my phone's buzzing a lot. Yeah. Will you see why Abe's texting me so much?
And not wanting
that. And then she'll check and then tell me what that is. But, yeah, I think we're there. I think we've achieved that level of relationship.
Yeah, like.
Now, I'll say this. If I called my dad and my mom answered, that'd be surprising.
That'd be surprising, yes.
What are you guys doing together?
Yeah, that'd be very surprising. I have, like, we have each other passcodes and everything. Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can do that when it's, you know, keeping it above board.
Yeah.
Don't, yeah, yeah. All right. Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich. Yeah.
What up, fellas?
Hi, Rich.
I got two questions for y'all. The first one is up the wife, Allie. So, my lady, she don't really talk a lot to people, right? She's very quiet. I love that about her. She has this thing where we get around people.
Rich just keeps dropping little hints here. Antisocial hints. What's up?
She antisocial, but to me, she a goofball, and I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But she has this thing where she's around people. It's like she'll pick up on certain things, and she's like, well, I don't really like this person hanging around you. Mm-hmm. It's not that she don't like them. She just don't like it. And every time she says that, something always happened with this person where it's like, now when she say something, I'm like, all right, cool. I just take heed to what she got going on with. So is this something you guys' wife have something similar where when she speak about certain things, it's like, all right, babe, you take it with a grain of salt. My second question, I was up late watching that game last night with the Nuggies. I don't like them, and it's mainly because I'm alone. I love the players. But I keep hearing people saying that they shouldn't have called that foul. Is it you guys think it's just bias, or if it was your team, you want them to call the foul the foul? Or is it like that was too good of a game for it to be decided by the refs? Which I think.
He's talking about the Nuggets Timberwolves game.
Did he say Nuggies?
He did say Nuggies, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like, okay. Just make sure. He said Nuggies. Okay. No, I think it was a foul in the first quarter, it was a foul in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, fouls are fouls.
Yeah.
I get that games are officiated different, but I don't, you know, I'm never going to argue that, except if it's against my team, and then I'm going to probably be biased about it. So my wife is a different but similar kind of, like, radar, like what he's saying. My wife likes everybody. Like, she's, like, one of the most friendly people in the world, mm-hmm. and she gets along with everybody and is very personable, very social and all of that. But if she doesn't like somebody,
mm-hmm.
then they really suck. Like, she likes everybody.
Right.
But if she's like, no, I don't know about that person, she's always right. And if my wife doesn't like you,
Something's wrong.
Something's wrong with you.
I don't know. My wife likes everybody, but my wife is like very, very intelligent. Always very intelligent, book and street. She's very, it's hard for me to watch somebody hustle my wife. That's how I view her. She's a very, very smart woman.
I wish I could say that. My wife's very smart.
She's very smart.
She got hustled at that Bass Pro Shop, though.
But she's very, very, trusting of people in a way that I don't do it. Like, I don't like people around me. I don't like people I know around my house. I don't like people I know around my kids. Nothing like that.
Sure.
Like, she's cool with that. Like, you be a repairman, she won't do no background check. Just come on over to the McMichael house. And I always have an issue with it. Right. And she'll get mad at me. I'm like, no. Because she'll say this, why are you like that? And this is my favorite comeback to her. Why aren't you like that? Why aren't you like that? I don't like strangers over here. Why is it so easy for you to let strangers over here?
Do either of you ever answer the question?
No, because you can't answer.
Can you?
Yeah, I know why.
Oh.
I know why. You know, I don't trust people. I don't trust nobody. I don't trust people when it's a fact where something had to be done in our bedroom. We had to have a guy. I say, no, don't worry about it. I'd rather have a leaky pipe and let some man I don't know come in my damn house and go in my bedroom.
Right.
I'll fix it. I got wrenches. I got wrenches. I got a new wrench set, and it's very nice, too, dog. I got to show it to you. That along with my tool belt.
My wife is very smart as well, but she did get played at the Bass Pro Shop, though. They talked her into one of those little timeshare vacations.
Oh, no.
I went to the bathroom, Andy. And I came back, and she was signing something. Andy, I was like, oh, Lord.
Again.
Where are we going?
But
Branson, Missouri.
But to your thing,
they only had vacations in the trashiest places.
But, Buck, to your thing like that, my wife, that ain't a hustle to my wife. That's a trip to, where you talking
all
about
right,
my
wife?
All right,
that's a deal.
Oh, that's a deal.
Oh, we got a deal.
Oh, my wife looks at that as a deal.
I was like, where else do they have that's closer to you? She was like, they have Orlando. Gatlinburg.
Why does that sound like her?
Myrtle Beach. All places I don't want to go.
Dude, that's her, though. But my wife makes it into we're going here. It is so awesome.
Yeah. Like, anywhere else? Vegas? Okay. Reno. Let's go to Reno. Biggest little city.
All the time.
Josh is in Suwannee. Hey, Josh.
All the time.
Hey, guys. In memory of Val Kilmer, I guess this question's for Bo. Can you rank all your Batmans, I guess, from one to whatever? And then the second one is, I guess, could you rank your top three favorite Batman movie villains? Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you, Josh. The floor is yours, Bo. My favorite Batman's Michael Keaton, even though he didn't ask. That's my favorite.
Keaton's good, and he improved his ranking after the Flash movie because they actually had some fight scenes with him where he actually moved his neck and looked like he could fight people.
He's just awesome in most stuff.
But
Michael Keaton's great.
For me, it's Affleck. And then it's Keaton.
That's your favorite Batman?
Oh, yeah. He was the best.
Ben Affleck?
Batman by far.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. All right.
I guess Adam West, maybe?
You didn't like Christian Bale?
Christian Bale was a horrible Batman.
I really like those movies.
The movies are great. Okay. See, don't get me wrong. The movies were great, and it's a fantastic trilogy, but his Batman was held up by those movies being great.
Okay. What about horrible George Batman. Clooney?
See, that's where I counted. George Clooney was we don't like to talk about George.
Okay. Villains?
What's got to be?
Where does Pattinson fall in this?
Oh, Pattinson, that's the other one. So I'd probably put him after Keaton and then ahead of Adam West. And then
he was good, too?
I liked it, yeah.
I haven't seen that one. Okay. Bane, right? Bane was awesome.
Bane was pretty good, yeah. I really loved Jim Carrey's Riddler. That was fantastic. I got Batman Forever, the Val Kilmer Batman.
Yep. All right. Terrence is in Buckhead. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, I got a question for Andy and one for Randy.
All right.
Okay, Andy, if Georgia Bulldogs and the Washington Huskies play for the national title, who are you going for?
Come on, man.
Huskies?
Going for Washington?
Yeah.
Okay. And Randy, being a former football player, at what point on a football field does a regular penalty become a half the distance to the goal line penalty?
All right, Terrence.
All right, Terrence. Usually half the distance is in whenever you get inside 10, I'm assuming. I can't think of it off the top of my head. Hold on, Abe. Hold on. I will figure out the question, Abe, okay? I see you got the damn mic like this. Because I know that, half the distance goes usually five and in. Usually half the distance go.
And then if it's a going backwards penalty,
it's all the way. If it's going backwards, it's the amount of yardage in the penalty.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to root for the Washington Huskies, no matter who they're playing.
Yeah.
I hope someday that happens, that Washington's back in the national championship. That would be great. The most awkward one, though, would be Washington App State. Like, now, that would probably only be like an early season non-conference game, so it wouldn't be the same level. Maybe someday App can, I don't know, it's going to be harder and harder to get in the playoffs, so maybe it could be a playoff game, but... That would be the one that would be the most fun and the most awkward, at least at my house.
We have an invite to Branson.
Branson, Missouri?
Yes. Yes.
I got a place for us to stay.
I got Devin's out there. Devin's out there, man.
I got a place for us to stay because what happened at Bass Pro Shop. Yeah. I mean, my brother-in-law lives in Springfield, so it's not far from there.
She's on yellow for that?
Well, that's when we were there, yeah. We were at the Bass Pro Shops in Springfield.
Because
it's one of the two things to do in Springfield.
I'm thinking that you got it here and now I have.
No. We were in Springfield killing time because, you know, not a lot going on out there in Springfield.
So where's that going?
Hopefully never. I think it expired.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hopefully never.
How much you put down on
it? Not in 2025. We're not going anywhere.
Because
in
2025. That's how my wife gets us to go places. She puts down payments.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Yes. I don't know what it is. Yes. But, you know, if you see me on Instagram in Orlando, you'll know why.
It got to go on that damn tour.
Oh, there it is. They got hustled at Bass Pro Shops again. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I will say, if you're in Springfield, Missouri, go to the Bass Pro Shops because they have a NASCAR Hall of Fame. And they got all kinds of cool Dale Earnhardt stuff.
Okay.
Again, there's not a lot going on in Springfield, Missouri.
Andy's a two-syllable guy.
Love two syllables? Randy ain't with that flim-flam.
Nope. Not.
Randy also doesn't want another man in his bedroom fixing his pipe. Finger skating, much more pleasurable than taking a snap.
Because you lift up a woman, man, and not putting your hands under a man's butt.
Two bangs and a pivot.
Yes.
Braves lost to a guy that got tore up by lettuce.
Me did.
Yeah, man.
And Randy asked Andy if he was a spitter.
Bam.
And you know what I said?
No.